most times in times of conflict, parties and persons involved would have to show full support, not just in words, but most importantly, in actions. You see, loyalty among political allies, loyalty among friends, family, and loved ones, loyalty among people from an ethnicity, loyalty among associates, the list is endless. Loyalty between employer and employee, loyalty between colleagues. But what it simply means is you showing strong support. More like, I stand with you, no matter what. You know, it just reminds me of that thing that we used to do back then. And till today, it's a lot of people agree that that is the best way to do life. You know that thing they say, your enemy is my enemy and your friend is my friend. So some of us have inherited enemies, enemies that did absolutely nothing to us. They became our enemies simply because the ones we cared about are their enemies. So we have inherited enemies from our parents, people we do not greet because our parents said do not greet them. And we never bothered to ask, why shouldn't I greet them, mommy? Why shouldn't I greet them, daddy? We've inherited enemies from our partners. I'm talking about our husbands and wives. Your husband is not talking to Mr. A, and you are not talking to Mr. A. Your husband doesn't like Sister A, and you don't like Sister A. And it goes both ways. Your wife doesn't like this person. No matter what, nothing the person does makes sense to you. And you feel that that is the best way to show loyalty. You do not feel the need to ask and know, what is the cause of this crisis? What is the cause of this disagreement? What even birthed the dislike between the both of you? How come you guys suddenly sound enemies from two people that used to be so close? But it doesn't matter. Your enemy is my enemy. And then it reminds me of the story. What's her name again? Naomi. When Ruth was asked to leave and Ruth says, no, go nowhere. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die is where I will die. And all of those things she said. And everybody said it was what? Loyalty. But today, the questions I'm going to ask are pretty straightforward. How far can you go to show genuine loyalty? And then, the most important question of all is, how can we differentiate between genuine loyalty and eye service? Now, since morning, the entire team on Nigeria Info, we have followed the story of what is happening in River State amid the impeachment plot of the executive governor of River State, Tumila Ifebara, the removal of the head of the house, and efforts made to, you know, douse the tension, sort of. But my attention will be channeled towards the protesters. I think about several groups are protesting. I see Joy Youth protesting. I see supporters of the governor. He had come out to address them, you know, described the impeachment proceedings against him at the State House of Assembly this morning as null and void. The governor stated this when he visited the assembly complex that was burned by hoodlums last night. And he also condemned the burning. Now, while addressing scores of the supporters who had gathered in front of the government house in Port Harcourt, he demanded reasons for impeachment, which is very, very, very much in line. I mean, you can't just impeach someone and not tell him why he's being impeached. And then he also accused security agencies of compromise. Remember, he's supposed to be the chief security officer. He's saying they fired shots at him when he earlier tried to get into the River State House of Assembly. And one of the protesters spoke to a correspondent. Now, I did see a video on Twitter, and that was what caught my attention the most. While the governor was speaking, and he said, he's not the first person to be impeached, neither would he be the last to be impeached. He said they fired shots at him. And they were saying, nobody can kill you. You will not die. Then I heard somebody scream, I will die with you. And I'm like, can that be described as loyalty? You love your governor so much. You support your governor so much. You support an interest so much that you're willing to go all out. No matter the consequences, you're all in. You're 101% or 1,000% if possible. Is that too extreme? Do you ever bother to sit back and understand whether or not this person's actions have actually warranted the happenings around the person, or the situation is actually justifiable? Do you choose to be loyal or support someone or show allegiance blindly? Or is your loyalty guided by some level of correct information, right judgment, devoid of sentiments and emotions? These are some of the questions I would like for us to ask, answer, I beg your pardon, on the Sunny Side today. And having said that, permit me to open the phone lines and have you tell me what you do think. I asked you questions again. How far can you go to show genuine loyalty? And how can one differentiate between genuine loyalty and what we call eye service? Some people call it notice me. 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. On X, we are at Nigeria Info PH, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Of course, Queen is in standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. Now, I know that there is the temptation to want to direct all your comments towards the happening in Rivers State. Now, while the happening in Rivers State may serve as a foundation somewhat to the ongoing conversation, the conversation extends beyond political crisis or political conflict to conflicts that may arise at the workplace, conflicts that may arise in your family, in your social circle, in your place of business. Overall, we are talking loyalty. So feel free to cite an instance, cite any instance, cite as many instances as possible as you have your views heard. Mr. Zion is calling from GRA. Mr. Zion, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Zion. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Are you loyal?
I'm loyal.
Okay.
To my country, Nigeria.
Okay.
That is why I stand firm to that pledge. Is the anatomy that dissecting words of loyalty. I pledge to Nigeria, my country, to be faithful, loyal, and honest.
It's
that word. The day I start taking my children out of this country, fighting that the educational industry is not working well, I'm a disloyal Nigerian.
Really?
The day I badmouth this country, I am disloyal. The day I start embezzling money, I am disloyal. The day they start paying me for what I have not been working for, I did not work for, I am disloyal. Nigerian police is an example of eye service. Whenever they see your guy, they give him to be loyal. Or guy, we are doing well. So we are okay. Even the guy, we believe they are doing well. Eye service. The day the guy will leave, they will be doing different things. How come we are shouting on this matter? Oh, they are standing on the window. They are escorting people. They have not done anything. What does that tell you? When he is around, they are not distorting anybody. No extortion. But once he's away, he start doing something else. So the concept of being...
Oh, so sorry about that. Walter from Rupaku. Hi, Walter. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good day, my sister Didi.
Good day, my brother Walter. Turn off your radio set, please.
I'm away from you.
But I can still hear the echo, so it's best you turn it off. And then go ahead.
It's okay. You see, my sister, this morning, I was listening on radio and what is playing in the House of Assembly. That brought my mind years ago. What happened? Most of all, hit somebody's head. Thank God the man is alive today. If not, wouldn't have been talking. All these things are playing. You know, it's surprising. But it is too early. Not quite 5 or 6 months. We are talking of impeachment. What? I will ask, and people of River State will ask, what is the issue? What must have prompted this impeachment? We are here to hear. What is the issue? What is the problem? That is why you see some of us, most of us, me in particular, I am only loyal to God, not human being.
Okay.
What is playing there? Let us hear. Let the reverse indigenous hear. What is happening? Every day we continue praying that this man has come and God will help him to pilot the affairs of River State. What is really happening?
As the day goes by, more and more details will unfold. Barry from GRA. Welcome, Barry. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Barry from River State.
Barry, you're welcome.
Didi.
Yes, Barry.
I think this is spot on. Because we need to define what loyalty is all about. When you're talking about people, what we call loyalty, is it disobedient to the law and obedient to one man? Or obedient to the authority, the constitution, and disobedient to a godfather? This is a question all of us must answer. I am particularly happy about what is happening in River State today because
Barry,
we saw it coming.
Hold on, Barry. And before you express your satisfaction or happiness, I hope you do remember that when two elephants are fighting, who suffers?
I will tell you that the grass suffers.
Exactly. So we're looking forward to things not escalating. As a matter of fact, I want to leave the studio and hear that there's peace and calm and nobody's fighting anybody and all of that. But like you have said, sometimes people can take things to the extreme.
Let me disappoint you.
Yeah.
It will never happen. Because in the first place, everything that happened was illegality. And illegality fighting illegality, this is the answer. Anything that tells you that with the peace is a lie. Politicians don't forgive each other.
Okay.
They don't forgive.
So now you have decided to look at it from the political angle. What about
It is political. It is political.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I'm predicting that sin will be punished.
Okay.
And God will also punish the godfather of sin.
Okay. Whether sin is punished, godfather of sin is punished. Remember the information that we have. It's not conclusive. A lot of things is shrouded in uncertainties, and we cannot authoritatively speak on such matters at this time, saying, oh, this is where this is coming from, or that is where. Yes, there are speculations, and some people will strongly want to hold on to those speculations, and we can't hold it against them. But like I said, there is a temptation to want to pitch your tent solely around what is happening in River State. But that is fine. But I also did establish that the conversation goes beyond the current happening in River State. We're looking at loyalty from every angle you can possibly think of. I have seen people kill people to show loyalty. I am going to kill you. I saw that you had a problem with my father. I saw that you had a problem with my mother. I feel that my mother died because of what you did. And I'm coming for you. And I'm doing this solely because I am showing support for my father. I'm showing support for my mother. People go ahead and fight fights that is not meant for them. I don't know if you've seen the movie Battle on Booker Street. Well, some people who are not fans of Nollywood may not really want to look out for the movie, but maybe you should see it. Maybe you'll get a clearer picture of how extreme some of these things can be. I wish I could tell you the story, and maybe I can in the next roughly 2 minutes, but after I take the call of Sunday from Ty and Origi from Anelga. Hi, Sunday. Okay, so we lost the call with Sunday. I wish you would call back. Origi from Anelga, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Politics is a dirty game. Nobody trusts each other in terms of politics. That is why it's a dirty game. The man you eat with in your bedroom, inside your bedroom, is your enemy. You don't trust anybody. You can see what is playing out. Well, the best man is now the worst man. Why? About 6 months is the worst. What are we doing in Nigeria? Look, reverse it. Well, only God can judge whoever person that is doing the right and the wrong. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Remember, my questions are simple. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Sunny Side. We're talking determining genuine loyalty. And I asked two questions. How far can you go to show genuine loyalty? And how can one differentiate between genuine loyalty and eye service? There are lots of people you'll be saying, I'm loyal, sir. But when push comes to shove, when it gets to a point where you need to really show that you support someone, do you checking out? Or do you stand firm with that person? Are you resolute? Are you one who, they call it anywhere belay face. Or anywhere it favors me. I'm only loyal when it does favor me. I'm only loyal in the good times. I do not care about you in the bad times. Avalanche from Iriebi. Hi, Avalanche. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yes, Didi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How do you do?
Yes. I'm very okay. Now, I want to tell you, loyalty is in two phases. In politics, you have to be loyal to the core on whom have taken your, whom you have chosen as your godfather. Now, what is playing on in Rivers State? I have long given message, it is coming too early. I know very well that a situation like this will come, and it is in two ways now, as it were. This is the right time that Rivers indigenous, the well-being Rivers sons and daughters should stand and support the governor to extricate Rivers State from this evil hand of a man determining for the whole state for years now. But if it fails, because I know that when once Nia Soluche starts up and he is in charge, he is the one cutting this. This is what he did to Amechi. Except Rivers people support this man, both those in APC, both in 3DP and every other asset of Rivers, they support Sim Fubara against this move. Rivers State will be in more problem from now going on.
Thank you, Avalanche. Now, let me ask the question in another way. How do you determine the right cause to be loyal to? Because like I said, and I'm very certain that a lot of people have chosen to be loyal blindly. Chosen to be loyal without having details. Chosen to be loyal just for the fun of it or the excitement that comes with it. Most of the people that are protesting today may not even have all the details. May not even know why they are protesting. Someone they are loyal to called them out and said, come, let's go and support so-and-so person. And they decide to. I would also love for someone to go away from the happening in River State because, yeah, it can be really, really saddening if we want to go into some of these conversations in-depthly. And like I said, some of these things are speculations and it would not make sense to speak authoritatively on things that you're not certain of. Okay? So you can explore as many options as possible when you want to look at the conversation. Fortune from Kana, welcome. Hello, Fortune.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
To me, I am not loyal.
Okay.
Because I don't like pretending.
Mm.
You see what's happening in River State now? It is because somebody was pretending to be lawyer.
Okay.
Less than 6 months, he's no longer lawyer. Between they agree, he's no longer doing. You remember the man did not even campaign. He was sitting down somewhere and another man was doing the job for him. You don't know what was the agreement. Is this playing up with the agreement? The answer is no. That is why Fortune here are not lawyers.
All right. Thank you, Fortune. Clemens from NTA Road. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon, Clemens. Are you loyal? Or will you describe yourself as a loyal person?
A lawyer. You cannot separate loyalty from human rights.
Loyalty from and, what?
From human beings.
Human beings, okay.
Now, let's look at I think the study that broke in the middle of last week, or early last week, where a popular pastor, Simon, chose to start his own church.
Okay.
I don't think you heard about that story.
Yeah. I did hear about the story.
Now, that was likely that expired. even if that's likely, I believe that story is related to your show this afternoon.
I said you can explore as many options of loyalty as possible, but surprisingly, most of the callers want to stick with the River situation, and it's also fine. So go ahead. I like this new angle you're bringing. Go ahead.
Okay, so that was the loyalty that was said that was admitted.
Okay, now hold on, Clement. Sorry to interject. They call it the body of Christ for a reason. Am I right? It means that denomination or no denomination, culture or creed is irrelevant. It is one God. The fact that there are many denominations and many churches or many places of worship does not dispute the fact that there is one God. So if you say that the son of this said man has become disloyal, you may want to ask, which is a supreme cause? Heeding to the call of God, which is loyalty to God, or continuing to be loyal to his father, and in which case, God is supreme to his father, because God called his father as well, and if God has called the son, what's the big deal? I'd like for you to look at it from that angle as well, because like I said, loyalty, a lot of people are loyal blindly. And you see that blind loyalty? I think that's the genesis of some of the problems that a lot of us are encountering. Real Gift from Port Harcourt Town, you're welcome to the show.
Good afternoon to you, Lady D2W.
Good afternoon to you, Real Gift.
Thank you very much. When you talk about the issue of loyalty, you say, how far can you go? I will measure a percentage. When it comes to loyalty, to a large extent, it should be 100%. But when you want to separate blind loyalty from eye service, blind loyalty is the same thing as eye service, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. Mm. Now, how do you measure or to know genuine loyalty from? It depends on the actions of the person. Because like they say in my community, until they say their hands invade the heads. That's why you know the best answer amongst the animals.
Let me also remind you that one disciple was showing loyalty to Jesus when they came to arrest Jesus. And he took knife. They did not send him all. He took knife to cut the ear of one of the soldiers. And Jesus had to fix the ear back. All of that was loyalty. Oh.
It was loyalty, but at the end of the day, now with that same disciple, where they catch somewhere, which ain't no the best way they call them. So for me, loyalty depends. If you can get it 100% from persons who perceive, who say they are loyal to you.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to the show. Very soon, I'm sure Constance Mega would be here for trending stories. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try as read as many messages as I possibly can before the news break. And afterwards, we will come back to this conversation. I'll share a vivid example of how extreme loyalty can be. But let me start with some of your Facebook messages. I have this one from Yeriso Oyibo. Thank you, Cottrell. And it says, Unconditional loyalty is rare in human existence. From time immemorial, loyalty is conditional beat in politics, marriage, and workplace. Man, being a political animal, always considers his or her interests before venturing into anything. And once the person's interest is no longer protected or guaranteed, the true picture of the person will be revealed. Okay, that's that. Just a few seconds, please. I see a message on Twitter. This one is from at Agala or Humphrey, and he reads, genuine and true loyalty is determined in the days of adversities, when material things and favors are no longer available to the person who is loyal. Example, the case of Job and his wife in the Bible. Now that's taking it to another angle altogether. Some wives have left their husbands. When the going was good, honey, 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 honey. And it reminds me of a song by, is it Port Harcourt First Son now? Honey na money, honey na, oh yeah. It's basically, when you have money, you are everybody's honey. And when you're not, and there are friends like that too. When money day, friend go day. When money no day, friend go go. You have friends that you always party with. And you're always spending lavishly on these friends. And one day something happens to you and you call these friends and say, please, can you lend me, even if it's 10,000 naira? And they tell you, I'm sorry, I don't have. And you ask yourself, were these not the friends that were around you when you were buying bottle of Moe? You were buying champagne, Hennessy. What's the other one? You were Dorimane. What's the other one they call? I don't know, but you know how you guys enjoy yourselves. You guys are not friends no more because you don't have any money no more. And they are not loyal anymore. Before now, you call them at 12 midnight, let's hang out, they show up. But you're in dire need, it's an emergency. You call them at 12 midnight and they say, I'm not there around though, I want to sleep. Oh, a plethora of messages are here. I'm coming back to continue this conversation. So don't go nowhere. Remember, we are your number one station for talk. 92.3 Nigeria. And we're still the sunny side and we're still talking determining genuine loyalty.
Keeping up with political issues and developments around you only on Nigeria Info.
That is still the sunny side and your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Welcome back to the conversation. So I have 15 more minutes to do this and I wish I could do it as quickly as possible. If you're just joining us, you're very welcome. And if you have been with us, welcome back. What are we looking at, or what were we looking at? Determining genuine loyalty. And I started off by saying that loyalty is a strong feeling of support or allegiance. Okay, loyalty, commitment. They're synonyms for that word, by the way. There's loyalty, there's fidelity, obedience, homage, trustworthiness, trueness, devotion. You know, some of us, the relationships we have with the supreme being, or the one who we believe is the supreme being, is that of devotion, allegiance, and loyalty. It's a call to duty to fight for his cause. I mean, some people have taken it to the extreme. I'm talking about along religious lines, and they have decided to fight for their God in whatever way they choose to. However, in times of conflict, parties and persons involved would have to show full support, not just in words, but in actions. Loyalty among political allies, loyalty among friends, loyalty among family members and loved ones, people from an ethnicity, associates, the list is endless. With what is happening in River State and the protests from different bodies, you would want to see it as some level of loyalty. I mean, I told you about a video I was watching and the governor was saying that they were trying to kill him. They fired shots at him. And someone screamed, "I will die with you." And I asked myself, what has this governor done to deserve such level of loyalty? That is, if indeed it is loyalty or some level of eye service. And that is why I ask two questions. How far can you go to show genuine loyalty? And how can one differentiate between genuine loyalty and eye service? Now, permit me to share the Battle on Booker Street instance. A man married two wives, and the two wives did not see eye to eye, and they gave birth to children, and they transferred the hate and the fight to the two children. Now, these two children gave birth to other children, and the children carried on the fight to the extent that one, without the directive of the mother, went as far as, you know, plotting evil against the other person. This is just in summary of everything that transpired in that movie. They fought. The other one went to pour kerosene, fuel inside a kerosene stove. And that was how the other one's shop was set ablaze. And then these children did not ever pause to ask, how did this even start? Why am I even involved? Am I showing loyalty for a good cause? Or am I just following my mother's footsteps blindly? Did someone have to die? Do you have to be someone's enemy to show that you're loyal to someone who is an enemy to that person? Do you have to go as far as plotting evil against someone to show loyalty? Do you put yourself in danger all in a bit to show loyalty? Remember, I think it was Real Gifts I was having that conversation with about the disciple of Jesus cutting off his soldier's ear. Nobody sent him home. Nobody. The person they came to arrest did not fight. He did not resist. You are loyal to Jesus. You went ahead to cut ear. They did not send you. People can go to that extreme to show loyalty. So back to your messages, and if we still have time left, I think I should be able to take a few calls. Soki Fubara from Port Harcourt says, determined loyalty should not be to the detriment of the organization or to the people who the organization is meant to serve. In politics, we should not suffer the people because of yes sir, yes sir. The right thing should superintend or suppress the whole loyalty behavior. River State and the Ujors will resist whatever will undermine the smooth running of the governor. This one says, loyalty is a total submission to a particular authority to an individual for a reward, while eye service is for an instant reward. Weaker versus Sim, confidence in Ledelim from Ozuzu H.A. Good day. I can describe myself as a loyal person, but when it comes to inheriting somebody's enemies, count me out. The world is too small to perpetrate hate. Okay, Chiki from Owerri. Did it first, I'm only loyal to God. Now to the topic. It is very difficult to distinguish between eye service and true loyalty. The only time true loyalty can be tested is in times of disagreement. Didi, no one can be loyal blindly. You can only be loyal in the interim. When you get what you want, the loyalty is gone. Simply goodness from Alakaya. Okay, I'll give you an example. It was a funny video, but then let me just describe something. Remember when the whole Mohbad thing was trending and they were having protests in different locations? Now, a particular guy said he parked his car somewhere and was following them to protest, and he did not even understand why he was protesting with them. And before you know it, let's say he parked his car at Choba Junction. This guy had joined them all the way to, let's say, Eleme. Only for him to realize that, wait, oh, why was I even following this people in the first place? And that was when he had to find his way back to where he parked his car. Loyalty, oh, yes, we wanted justice. Well, he wanted justice. But it could not, the fact that you cannot even understand why you are loyal to a cause, does it not show some level of blindness? Forgive me. Could they present a differentiator between loyalty and eye service? Loyalty are done with their intentions, and the person you are loyal to won't be using force on you. There will be freedom between the two, but eye service are done to please the person you're rendering it to. An eye service person can go against the law to please the person is eye servicing. Anayo Jasper, send that in. Good afternoon, Denise. Loyalty usually comes from a place of self-preservation. The need to get basic or higher needs can make a person attach him or herself as a means of achieving the personal aims. The base man is inherently selfish, and it takes love in its pure form to break past that. Once the self-preservation instincts feel threatened or personal values are believed to be violated, loyalty can be broken. The difference between loyalty and eye service is value alignment. If the values, most of them anyway, are not in sync, it is eye service. The trueness of loyalty is found more in situations of hardship and pain, where the nature of belief systems is fully revealed. Even Peter denied Jesus until he understood the alignment of purpose and let go of his base need to preserve his own self. Good afternoon, Didi. I'm a loyal person, but to an extent. In the case of Governor Fubara's impeachment, that was the original plan before he was presented as the flag bearer of PDP. The world can now see what our former governor, Amaechi, has been lamenting, the kind of bitter politics we play in River State. This is just a litmus test. More will unfold. Americana from Obakri. Can I take a call? Oh, wait, let's see. Nigerian Fur, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon, Denise Dennis.
Good afternoon to you. How do you do?
Mrs. Wallo, my name is Chief Comrade. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
Go ahead, talk to me.
Yes, my loyalty is to my Lord and to the country Nigeria.
Okay.
You know, there is the pledge we used to say, I pledge to Nigeria, my country, to be faithful, loyal, and honest. Yes, I hold Nigeria that. And outside that, I don't hold anybody loyalty. A country where things are not going normal, there will be eye service. And eye service is different from loyalty. There are some people, whether the person sends them or not, they want to show to people that they are working. They want to show that they are the best hand you can have, while they are not the best hand. And when somebody is loyal, doing his own thing, the way he should be able to do it, the way he knows how to do it, then when you see that person is a total loyal person, you should be able to understand what is happening between the governor, former governor of River State, and Sim Fubara.
Okay.
The former governor has seen as the most loyal person that he around him. And that is why he was fixed. And he wants to use the guy as a tool. And look at when Sim promote teachers. He can get angry with him. Why must you promote?
Wow.
You know, the guy does not have his freedom anymore.
Isn't a lot of people know what is happening in a lot of quarters in this River State more than we do? Apparently, you know, but like I did say, Nigerian First Association does not have a view on the current matter. We do not need to have a view on the current matter. We would only bring to you the correct information, the facts as they unfold. And it's the only those facts that have been brought to the fore that we would authoritatively speak on. Having said that, back to your messages as we round off. To determine loyalty, look at one, Constitution of Nigeria. Secondly, look at my duty as a Nigerian. For Rivers, the governor is the CSO of Rivers by the Constitution and not individual, even if the individual spent billions to install him. Finally, loyalty is different from control. You can get loyalty and not control. The loyalty is everything and nothing more, but our politicians and their followers are royal, not loyal. Nestle from Port Hackett. And this one reads, if you know that your person is crazy, you should reevaluate the assessment of who is bad or an enemy. The day I mentioned a particular person to my husband, he said I don't trust her. In fact, he hated her from first mention and he hadn't even spoken to her. I was disturbed because I felt he was being harsh as she's a divorcee. But I was like, he's usually a very reasonable man. Why is he so judgmental towards this woman he doesn't even know? Fast forward, maybe a year later, my husband's private security detail uncovered many things about her, like how she had arranged for me to be assassinated. But it would have been maxed as a kidnapping gone wrong. When that failed, she poisoned me and was very mad that I had the audacity to survive. She tried to speak trash about my other half into my ears and make me feel insecure. When that didn't work, she spread some lies on Facebook. Apparently, she'd done some voodoo that must have kept backfiring. No, she wasn't trying to take my man. She was just trying to literally erase me off the face of the earth and become me. She tried to wreck my reputation and even went after my beauty team. She would ask them to replicate everything they sussed for me for her. Whoa, whoa, whoa. My husband and I have had wild experience with people we assumed we could trust that we've warned each other about. So I don't care if anyone calls it blind loyalty or inheriting enemies. But we've come to the point where if I tell him I don't like or trust this person, that person becomes his enemy. And no matter how ridiculous what he tells me about a person is, even if he tells me so and so turns out into a werewolf that eats babies every full moon, I believe him and cut you off. No questions asked. Whoa. Whoa. Hello, DDW. Loyalty can be blind if the loyalty is directed to a cause ideology. Until the person changes his ideology, he remains loyal to the cause. However, if the loyalty is directed to an individual, it is never stable, never blind. Text from Oyibo. Good day, Amitari, Prince. From Abu, I'm Fulani Joma, and I stand with Sir Samila Efibera, the current governor of River State. Now, my question is, what has the man done to be impeached? I knew it that this particular day will come, but we're going to serve as our governor to 8 years to come. Why 8 years? I can't be a governor and my cabinet will plan to impeach me. It won't work. He should sack anybody he wants to sack against him. You can imagine shooting tear gas to my loving governor. I'm not happy Sim is our governor. I'm not happy Sim is our governor. He will complete his double tenors. Who feels... Wait, hold on. Is double tenor a compulsory thing now? I need to be sure, you know. Gracious presenter, loyalty is good, but it has time for termination. I always tell people that I'm in a good relationship today does not mean that I'll be in a good relationship with you forever. All depends on how we play it. Sonny McKay from Port Hacket. And finally, good afternoon, Denise. Eye service is when you're doing a particular thing to impress someone. Loyalty is when you are what you're asked. It's when you are what you're asked doing is with that complaining. Okay. Thank you all so much for being a part of this conversation. I mean, you made it indeed worthwhile. We continue to follow the story in River State as it unfolds. And do remember, we are Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. And out of the so many things we do, we indeed talk for development.